Greetings, you beautiful human. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein Online, in a beautiful month in Tampa Bay for September 2022, the only ninth month of 2022 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great last little bit of summer and the first bit of autumn. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, logging on from over 50 countries across the terra firma, Glenn Klein Online, back at it for the month of September. Yes, we are just keeping our feet wet, so to speak. Want to keep the continuity with the audio podcast, the traditional. Hope you've been enjoying the videos we've been sharing along the way during your righteous summer tour of 2022. Right now, I come to you from the beautiful Northwoods of Wisconsin. Yes, I always say it's beautiful in Tampa Bay because it always is, but glad to have you along for the ride wherever you're logging on to. But the Northwoods during the summer, and my favorite time in the Northwoods is Colorama. But the summer is spectacular, Colorama. A lot of people love the winter. The winter climbs. It's coming. Don't worry about it. Winter's coming, as a famous television show made famous that slogan, that saying. But it's true. Winter is coming. It reminds me of Don Rickles, the great insult comic. And he was a fine actor, too. After he served in the Army in World War II, Don Rickles became an actor. He was kind of an actor even before. But when he got back, he started auditioning on Broadway for parts. And if you can picture this, in the 1940s, just a dark theater, which is a spotlight for the actor to audition. And Don Rickles tells a story. He's now just living inside of us. His physical body's dead, Don Rickles. Mr. Warmth, Johnny Carson used to call him. But he said he thought his name was Thank You for Coming, because this is what he would hear from the darkness in the theaters. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. That was their way of saying, we're good to go. But he actually had a very good acting career, Don Rickles. He was in a lot of good movies, including Casino with Robert De Niro and The Dirty Dozen. Check that. Kelly's Heroes with Clint Eastwood and Carol O'Connor. A lot of Gavin McLeod. Donald Sutherland was in that movie. Good movie. Sneaky good. Kelly's Heroes. It's a war movie about World War II, but it's a comedy and an action movie. It's a great movie. Highly recommend it. We're going to be talking today about the importance of embracing labor. Of course, Labor Day here in September is the official end of summer, beginning of fall, The official is the autumnal equinox, when the sun is equal distance from the equator. I was actually contemplating moving to Ecuador. My hypnotherapist, Debbie Lane is in my... Yeah, I always sing that song to her when I talk to her. Debbie Lane did move down to Ecuador. There's a town in Ecuador that has got a lot of expatriates from the U.S. and Canada and Australia and Great Britain and New Zealand. A lot of English speakers that are looking for a less expensive and a less complicated life. And she and her husband, they just retired down there. And according to her, and I did some research when I was considering it myself, you can live like a king on Social Security. And it's true. The price of the cost of living is way less, especially now with inflation having taken its toll over the last couple of years here in the United States of America. But in the end, I just decided I couldn't be away from my family for that long. And it's a schlep. I mean, it's like an eight-hour flight to Ecuador. But the summer, or the autumnal equinox, I should say, there's no summer equinox, of course. But Or is there? No, it's whatever the what is this in September? Right? In the last episode, I said it was the equinox. No, the equinox is on June 21st. That's the summer equinox, and then the days start getting shorter until December 21st. Well, whatever it is, the autumnal, whatever the hell it is. happy to it. But the unofficial, well, this is off to a roaring start, isn't it? The unofficial start of fall is Labor Day, at least here in the U.S., when we have our barbecues. But I wanted to talk about labor today. My daughter, Hannah, just went through labor and delivered the beautiful Ella Joy last May. Connor Klein just turned 4 on August 29th. His beautiful mother, our daughter-in-law, Candace, or as I like to say, Candace, delivered Connor on August 29th. Labor. Dawn had 5 big labors, except for Isaac. Number 5 was quick. Isaac, he's quick at a lot of things, if you know what I'm saying. But Isaac came in 20 minutes. First of all, she was always late with Joseph, Jacob, Judah, and Hannah Joy, the J team. She was always a couple weeks late, long labors, and about a week before Isaac was due in 1994, I had a speaking engagement in Chicago, and we were living in central Wisconsin in a place called Marshfield, and which was just a couple hours from the summer camp at Eagle River, right in the neighborhood of where I'm at right now. And so I thought, even if she goes into labor, she always has long labors, I'm only 5 hours away. But lo and behold, the morning that I was about to speak to the American Camping Association convention in Chicago, she went into labor. And her best friend, Deborah Jennings, called me. And she said, "Hi, Papa." I was like, "What? I'm all right. I'm on the road." You'd be amazed at how many people on I-94 headed from Chicago to Wisconsin are going 100 miles an hour. It was incredible. I would just draft behind people, and they would get off, and then I would slow down so I didn't get pulled over. And then somebody else would pass by me, and I'd get behind them. Drafting is a good strategy. It's worked very effectively for me. I'm not jinxing you or jinxing me. For those who do it, I don't believe in jinxes like that anyway, but I know that those don't exist. But I just, for the story's sake. And then I got a call in the car from Deborah again, and she said, "Hello, Papa," one more time. And I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, he's here." And Isaac Joel Olson Klein was born on April 16th, 1994. That was a quick delivery. He was out to shoot quick, relatively speaking. Once Dawn got to the hospital, fortunately, Deborah was there. We had a nanny, Jenny Bean, who took care of the other ones while Dawn was in labor, and I got there a little late. Dawn still hasn't forgiven me for that. And many other things. Not advisable to hold bitterness, but what are you going to do? That's just the truth. And she would admit it, too. Labor. The labor of love. Labor Day. Labor Day, of course, commemorates and celebrates the worker. It's kind of harkens back to the days of the Union and even all the way back to when socialism started to be highlighted, even in this country, in the early to first third of the 20th century. And laborers, of course, have always been important in any society. Most of the time, laborers were slaves in our country and around the world. But then laborers started being paid. First of all, they were free. That was a good thing. Hello. And then they were unionized because, of course, people out of power and control. You've heard me talk about this to ad nauseum, but it's core. It's central to the way human beings think. Because of control and power, power and control, PNC, as our oldest Joe Klein calls it. I wrote an entire blog about PNC, actually a number of blogs, at Coach's Corner on the Klein.coach website. You can read all about it's a real thing. That's the first one, and then PNC Park, which is the name of the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball field, but I use that to not to say don't park at PNC, don't park at Power and Control, even though people do. So, out of Power and Control, people just dominated other people and took advantage of them and fucked them over, and you get labor. That's how the pyramids got built. That's how the railroads got built. If you ever want to listen to a funny bit about laboring, listen to Louis C.K., the genius comic, in his special, Oh My God, the last bit he does at the end of that, he talks about Chinese laborers and the railroads and slave labor in China that makes our cell phones. See, the truest stuff is the funniest. Now, Don Rickles was funny because he would just across the board insult everybody. He was an equal opportunity offender, and apparently, by all accounts, he was a very sweet and warm man. As I said, Johnny Carson called him Mr. Warmth. His personal persona wasn't that. He would not be able to do what he did and be as famous, or maybe at all, because it was very racial, it was very sexual. He performed at Ronald Reagan's inaugural and was making fun and of the president dozing off and not being with it. Could you imagine what he would do with Joseph R. Leiden now? Oh, my garlic. Yeah. But Louis C.K. he got Me Too'd, of course, and had an awful reentry. He had a great apology. I've talked about that as well, and I've said many times that Louis C.K. should have hired me. I suck at most things, but I have a few things that I'm good at. One of them is communication. Communication is everything. Everything's about communication. How we look at laboring is just a question of communication. Self-communication, self-talk. But Louis C.K. should have hired me, but it's very funny. The truth is the funniest. That's why I almost exclusively read nonfiction, because real life is way more interesting, way more funny. I will watch other shows and movies and read books, but they got to be plausible. Like Kelly's Heroes is plausible. It's a comedy, but what that show is about, that movie with Clint Eastwood and Don Rickles and Gavin McLeod. Gavin Newsom is... he's a joke in and of himself. The governor of California. Oh, boy. Anyway, real life is funnier. And how we communicate to ourselves about real life is critical. It's pivotal. It'll save your life or you could kill yourself. Most people are committing slow suicide. Most people are dying, not living. Love the meme that says, you know, most people say you only live once. That's not true. You only die once. You live every day. And you have a choice of what you're going to do with it. Next month, we're scheduled to talk about genetics. And I know that sounds really exciting, but it's going to free you up in your thinking. And I've been reading for a long time now, but going back over it, Dr. Carl Zimmer's book on She Has Her Mother's Laugh, the geneticist that wrote the best-selling 800-page book about genetics. And how that's going to free you up, just stay logged on. I've talked about it a lot. But if you have the wherewithal genetically, because most of it's genetics, to choose to live versus just dying, then do that, please. You can give me a call. Your first session's free with the coach here. 813-363-9545. I'm happy to talk about anything. Talk about spirituality. Talk about sports. Talk about politics. Let's talk about sex, baby. Oh, that's an older show. Salt and Pepper did that song, I learned, during the Sex in the Pews days. How you view labor is critical. I love the perspective of if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. That's true. Why would somebody do a job their entire life that they hate and can't wait to get home from? Now, I understand wanting to get home and put your feet up and be around loved ones or just have a beer and watch some television. Regardless of if you love what you do every day. But it's true. If you love what you do, you're really not working. You're being paid to be passionate. I remember when I spoke to our oldest daughter Hannah's, I want to say, eighth grade classroom. They had the, you know, professional day. The parents come from work day, and then you talk to the class about what you do. And I was and still am a life coach. And so I talked to the kids about be passionate about what you do in your life, and you'll never work a day. And oh, they thought that was hilarious. They were all giddy about that. I said, passion, 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 passionate. Be passionate. But it is work. You got to do it. I mean, Nike was onto something when they said, just do it. It's not good enough, you guys, to think about it, to know about it. You got to do it. Do what? Whatever it is. I stumbled on an amazing eating regimen called Plant Paradox. Actually, Hannah, the aforementioned, Hannah Joy Olson Klein Chiklana, Mama Hannah, she turned me on to it. And it was all about and is all about getting your gut healthy. Not only have I dropped a significant amount of weight, but I feel so fucking good. As it turns out, gut health is really important. Your organs, your stomach, your intestines, your liver, your pancreas. It has a massive effect on your central nervous system. You want to know why you're sluggish and depressed? It's because your gut is so unhealthy. But it wasn't just good enough to read the book by Dr. Gundy and know about Plant Paradox. I have to do it. I have to labor in it every freaking day. And I do. Do I do it every single meal? No. Do I do it 99% of the time? Yes. Sometimes I have a non-plant paradox meal. And the paradox is that some plants are paradoxically not good for you. That's why it's a plant paradox. Some plants have a tremendous amount of sugar in them. Sugar is the devil. Some plants have a thing called lectins in them. Lectins are not good for you. Things with seeds like cucumbers and peppers, for example. Tomatoes. The plants with seeds, as opposed to your green plants like avocado or spinach or cilantro or romaine lettuce, onions, broccoli, asparagus, onions. Oh, I said onions. I love me some onions. Ooh. Screw the bad breath. You can give you some mouthwash to take care of that. But I had to do it. I had to labor. Many moons ago, I stumbled. This was literally a stumbling. It wasn't introduced to me like this will cure you from the bipolar syndrome that's been plaguing you your whole life that you were diagnosed with in your early 40s, NELJ. But the truth of knowing that we and the Creator are one, we are the Creator. When I say we, I mean everybody. Everybody. Louis C.K., Don Rickles, Clint Eastwood, Gavin Newsom and Gavin McLeod, Donald Sutherland, all my kids, everyone who's ever been in Dawn Klein's womb and everybody that's never been in Dawn Klein's room, that's everybody on the planet. And God are one. This is how the Creator had an idea. I like to say that he was on some serious hallucinogenics to come up with this shit. But he had an idea. And the idea manifests itself. And now we're in this life that's beautiful to understand that we are all one. And our standing is not, we were not born sinners. Sorry, Christianity. Sorry, religion. We were born righteous. Ella Joy, Connor Tezzi, Caroline Eileen, your kids, your grandkids, me, everybody was born righteous. What a different planet we will have when everybody wakes up to that reality. Everything looks differently. Everything feels differently when you know about that. And when you labor in it. I stumbled on the fact that when you would meditate that fact of what I just said, the affirmations that you can see at Klein.coach right on my page, the song We Are Love by Angel, Hannah's husband, our son Angel, and read those incredibly beautiful lyrics as he sings it, hear it in your ears, that will help you tremendously. When you hear the truth, and truth defined as the truth, not your truth. Your truth is your opinion, your experience, which is fine, but it's not the truth. The truth, beautiful humans, is applicable across the board. Everybody on the planet is affected equally by gravity at some point. Everybody is equally affected by the love of the Creator. Everybody's righteous. Righteousness is the truth. Change is the truth. Everybody experiences change. That's the truth. Death is the truth. Everybody that's ever lived has experienced death and will. The death of your body. You go on, it's scientifically evidential that your energy, your matter, the liquid that makes up you, that goes on. What happens, I don't exactly know, of course. I don't think it's bad if it's anything. I think it's probably, in fact, I know it's not bad. It's wonderful. So I learned down the road that meditate actually means something. All these words, the gospel, meditation, grace, the scriptures, all this shit actually means something. Meditation means to talk about. There's something very powerful about hearing the truth. The truth will make you free. It doesn't set you free. It's a process. You got to do it. You got to hear it. And it's the difference between reading Angel's Genius lyrics and hearing them sing it. Knowing the truth about your perfection, your righteousness, your standing in the Mashiach as equal with everybody else is not good enough. It's not going to get the job done. You got to rewire your brain and you got to labor. It's so worth it. It's so worthwhile eating a gut-healthy lifestyle. I live in a mid-range euphoria most of the time right now. It's not manic. I don't get depressed very often anymore, and I certainly don't switch from mania to depression ever. And it just came upon one day. My good friend Mike Williams, you can see him in the Your Righteous Summer Tour 2022, the founder and president of the Gospel Revolution. We talk about this all the time. We were just pursuing truth as we were reading about it in the scriptures and parts of the Bible. The Bible's not the word of God, by the way. Never claims to be. Yeshua, Joshua, is the word of God, made flesh. And now we are. Now we're the word of God. Altogether. Altogether now we're the word of God. Yes. God, we're doing amazing, we human beings. There's some hiccups along the way. Progress is not a straight up linear graph. It's got all kind of squiggly lines and ups and downs and sideways. But progressing we are, no doubt about it. The fact that you're hearing this right now is evidence of progress. And when you hear the truth, whatever the truth is, if you embrace it and if you hear it, it will cause forward motion in your life. It'll cause progress. And one day, Michael woke up and realized, he just realized it, that he wasn't suffering from the 50 panic attacks he used to have every day. And then one day later on, I realized I wasn't swinging anymore in bipolar. And I had done the medication and the psychiatric therapy and, oh man, that medication almost killed me twice. You know all the side effects that they talk about on the commercials you always read on or hear about on television and read in any magazine ad or online. I experienced them all, including increased thoughts of suicide. The only reason I didn't kill myself is because I heard the truth. Michael told me. He said it's going to change because he had tried to kill himself three times. 6 trips to the mental institution, Michael Lilborn Williams. I never been to the mental institution, but I might as well have been. I was comatose in bed, and here's what he told me, because he could relate to it. As when you have suicidal ideation, when you're in that darkness, if you have never experienced, I'm very happy for you, because it is awful. But here's what where everybody else was saying, come on, Glenn, you're a life coach. You can do this. Go for a walk. Going for a walk was as nonsensical as something somebody could say to me. They might as well have been saying, get in that rocket ship you built in your backyard, take a trip to the moon. That's how much lack of making sense going for a walk was, how nonsensical it was for me. But Michael didn't say go for a walk. This is what he said. He said, don't do anything you can't do. Don't do anything you don't want to do, but know this. Things are going to change. See, there it is, the truth. And here's more truth. This is the truth across the board, you guys. He said, it might get better, but it might get worse, but it ain't going to be the same. And I knew that was the truth. See, I took his phone call. I did something. Michael labored, if you will. This kind of laboring is life-saving. And for me, forward movement, progress for me, forward momentum was just not killing myself back in those days. That was many years ago now. Taking a shower was massive. Just getting up to go to the bathroom. This is one of the reasons that people pee themselves in the bed. They just can't get out of bed. They poop the bed. Once we discovered that this kind of meditation was verified by this Jewish dude named Paul. His name was Saul, but then he changed his name to Paul. He said, if you meditate this, if you talk about this gospel, all gospel means is good news, you guys. It's not the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's not the gospel. Those are writings, but that's not the gospel. The gospel isn't the gospel truth, you know, just telling the truth. The gospel means something. Meditation means something. Yeshua, his actual name, means something. It means salvation. What a good name for somebody that reconciled humanity to the Creator. Why did this? Was this necessary? Because it was. I mean, why? Why does the earth rotate around the sun and the moon? Because it does. That's why. There's certain things you just got to accept. You're never going to understand why. Why does sex work the way it does? Because that's how it works. If you want to have a good sex life, you got to cooperate with it. If you want to be mentally and emotionally healthy, Paul said, if you meditate this gospel, this information, if you talk about it, it will be to the renewing of your mind, to the cleansing of your soul. David Allen, the modern day philosopher, calls it taking a brain sweep, a mind sweep, actually. Viktor Frankl, the all-time great psychoanalyst who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, which changed my life, he calls it mental hygiene. Your coach calls it taking a brain poop. You can read about that on Klein.coach in the Coach's Corner blog. Because I'm just high-minded that way. It is. It's taking a brain poop. It cleanses out the toxins of this experience. But here's the cool thing. It leaves room for rational and logical thought. And for great ideas, like, oh, I know, because I want to keep continuity with my audience, and I know that I'll be having lots of social media during the summer tour of 2022, the Your Righteous Summer Tour of 2022, I will pre-record podcasts so I don't have to worry about it during my travels. That was a rational, logical thought. Today is actually April 25th, 2022. But I'm recording September's podcast right now so you guys can be touched and be helped, be blessed, if you will, so that you can hear the truth. The truth does not set you free. That's the, again, mistranslation, mispronunciation of that saying. You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Nope. The truth makes you free. It's a process. It's like what Brad Pitt said in the movie Moneyball, playing Billy Beane, the genius general manager of the then Oakland Athletics. He said, it's a process to the players. I'm telling you guys, it's a process, but you got to labor in it. That's when I came up with the idea of the affirmations, to have something accessible to your tongue so you could hear it whenever you wanted to, whenever you were needing a brain poop, whenever you were sensing, oh, I don't know, anxiety, depression, bitterness, vengefulness, worry, all the fun things that go on in a constant loop between our ears. And though how I did it was I was in a eating program or a diet program called Nutrimost. It's a national program that you can lose 40 pounds in 40 days. I lost 38 pounds in 40 days. Of course, gained it all back because it doesn't work. I mean, it might work for some people. It's like AA. AA doesn't work except for like 12% of the people. This shit that I'm talking about will work for you if you do the labor. And it's so worth it. But one of the things in the Nutrimost program is you had a couple of affirmations that you had to do. And I was bound and determined to not waste the $2,000+ that this program costs. It was very strict, very deprivation from calories, all the way down to what personal hygiene products you would use. No, nothing oil-based, whatever. One of the things was they had three stupid, I thought at the time, affirmations that you had to start the day. But I was bound and determined, in the same way I had tremendous success following Bill Phillips' a great program called Body for Life back when I was 40 years old. Finally figured that out as far as the workout regimen was concerned. I did everything that he said to do in 90 days. It changed my life. Same thing with Nutrimost. I was determined to do everything. And so I did these goofy affirmations. And after just a couple days, I thought, I could feel this being beneficial to my soul, to my brain, to my emotions. And then all I did, for no other reason, other than realizing that kind of starvation diet just doesn't work, of course. I knew it, but I needed to know it more. And again, but coming out of that, I realized how powerful affirmation can be. And if you apply the truth that we are all, and here they are, perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, blameless, without a fault, without a spot, without a wrinkle, and that everybody's the same way, and that we all and the Creator are one, and that nothing can separate us from this oneness, this perfect love. We are the perfect love, and nothing can separate us from ourselves. If I applied that type of affirmation to the good news, the gospel, I could continue progressing in the thing that got me out of having bipolar syndrome. And eventually, I brain pooped my way into Planned Paradox. This is how I start every goddamn day, as George C. Scott said as Patton. When Patton was asked by, this is true, when General Patton was asked by a group of visiting clergy, one gentleman asked him, one pastor said, "General, I couldn't help but notice you had a Bible next to your bed when we had the tour of your quarters. Do you really have time to do it?" And Patton classically responded, and it's great in the movie. He goes, "Every goddamn day." Patton was a unique character in history. He was whacked, but he was good at what he did, killing Germans and Italians. That's what he said he wanted to do, and that's what he did. Died tragically after a bad car accident, was paralyzed, died in England. Some people think it was a conspiracy. Who knows? But he was going to die anyway. Not that killing people is a good idea. It's not. We hate other people because we hate ourselves, because we don't know the truth that I've been sharing and shared every day of my life. First of all, with me, because it's the first person I communicate with. Self-talk, you guys. Go on the website. You can memorize it. I highly recommend you do it. I never recommend following me personally. I'm as big a slug as anybody. But if I find a modality like Body for Life or Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl or Plant Paradox or this meditation of the truth, the gospel, I'm going to share it. That you can go to the bank on. The modalities of knowing that everything is about communication, starting with self-talk. What are you telling yourself? You're telling yourself something. Start with the truth. After you're dead and gone, this will always be true, that you were perfect and righteous. And obviously, all the money, all the social success, relationship status, that doesn't get it done. Famous, well-adjusted, financially well-adjusted, people with good relationships and marriages wouldn't kill themselves otherwise. Robin Williams would theoretically still be alive today if all that stuff. He was married, loving family. He was sick. I wish I would have been able to get to him. Not for me personally, but just with his information. It will heal your soul being your brain. Your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotions, your memories. That's when people say, I got to get out of my head, I know that they have no clue is how this thing works. You'll never get out of your head until you're dead. Then you're out of your head. You got to change what's in your head. That's all. You got to rewire your brain. How do you do that? You labor. You do the mindfulness practice. It's called practice. It's called practice. It's so worth it. When you take a actual poop, you got to do something. You got to labor. Sometimes it feels like a labor pain, doesn't it? Oh, man. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Make every day a happy Labor Day. Let me hear from you, Coach Glenn Klein Online, or Glenn Klein Online is the website for the podcast. Coach Glenn Klein for YouTube. Grow at CoachGlennKlein.com is the email. Klein.coach is the website. And my cell number is 813-363-9545. Please stay logged on because Angel's genius song that you can see at Klein.coach and hear it over and over. I had one client tell me he heard it 30 times in one day. He listened to this song that's coming up 30 times to help cleanse his soul, to help take a brain poop because he needed it. He did it. He did the work. He did the labor. Angel did the labor for the song. Please enjoy it. And we will do it all again next time. And until that time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody. Love you, because I love myself. I love you and realize we are love. We are one. Angel Gabriel.
Since you're knocking on the door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the wild has been knocking from within. Are the love you see, a perfect girl you need, righteous and holy, yeah, yeah. When you're lost and alone, staring at the unknown, that this worth being promised, the guide's back home. We are. Not a thing that you need, you're the love. Just remember to breathe and take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to remind you that you're perfect.